The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Folks are so easily swept up into a movement. And as I have said over and over and over again, the far liberal left does not deal with facts or truth. They deal with emotion, hysteria, paranoia, panic. But it's emotion, not facts. And we in the Christian community must be incredibly sympathetic and as much as possible empathetic with other people, other races, other beliefs, other religions. We need to be incredibly sympathetic and as much as possible empathetic. And I readily admit I cannot understand fully what my black brothers and sisters are experiencing or have experienced. I have a tiny, teeny little taste of it when I was in high school, because by the time I graduated from high school in Compton, the white kids were the minority. I was the minority. But again, didn't make me anything. It just gives me a tiny, teeny little understanding of what it means to be a minority. And I must do everything I can to understand what other people experience and not to just blow it off and cast it aside as if it doesn't matter. And in the thing of racial inequality, disparity, we need enormous sympathy, empathy, understanding, and a clear understanding that the ground is level at the cross, and ultimately it is the blood of Jesus that unites us. I had a very wonderful, very brief time of fellowship with a black brother in the office of Dr. Gerges this morning. Came in, sought me out. Hey, Bob, how are you? He was a great, great encouragement to me. And as I've said, I think most of you would be very, very surprised to know how many black listeners I have to this program. I have a very large number of black listeners, which absolutely thrills me. But I try my best to give a balanced approach, and that's why this article that I began before the break, Some Black Lives Don't Matter, written by a black MD, came from a poor neighborhood. She begins the article talking about her background and so forth. And she brings up the fact that under Barack Obama, very little was accomplished for black people. And that's true. That is a fact. But then she goes on and says, and I quote, "Let's stipulate that some people, both black and white, are actual racists. Tarring all people with the same brush is a dangerous road to travel, and risk the loss of goodwill. While protesters say they want a conversation about race, why would anyone converse with a disdainful overlord wannabe who has determined that you are lower than a worm's belly at the outset? This is a recipe for a race war, not peace. As a physician, I cannot ignore the plain fact that the people who champion social distancing and mask shaming are silent about the current large gatherings of protesters standing shoulder to shoulder. This must be one smart virus that can tell the difference between anti-economic lockdown, let me feed my family protesters, and Black Lives Matter protesters. And why do only some Black Lives Matter? 19 persons were killed in Chicago during the last weekend of May as the Black Lives Matter protest rolled on. With its Black superintendent of police and Black mayor, from January 1st to June 1st of 2020, Chicago had 236 homicides, 165 of whom were known to be Black. Not one of them were killed by the police. Most were under 30 years old. Where are the national television stories and public vigils? Please read these names and weep. And then she lists a link that actually lists all of the names of those killed in Chicago over that particular weekend. Some Black lives don't matter. I think it's important, particularly, that the evangelical church deal with racism, racial inequality, prejudice, bigotry, because ultimately that is a gospel issue. There is no, listen to me. There is no room in the gospel of Jesus Christ for prejudice and bigotry. Jesus did not die for one race of people. The death of Jesus Christ had nothing to do with a person's skin color. People of all races, all ethnicities, all economic levels, all education levels, all come to the foot of the cross equally condemned because of their sin, equally separated from a holy God. White people are just as condemned by a holy God because of their sin as Black people. Black people are just as condemned by a holy God because of their sin as white people. God does not have one way of salvation for yellow people, white people, Black people. And when we come to Christ, we become one. And I know I've said this before, and please forgive me if you're a regular listener for being repetitious, but that has been one of the greatest joys of my ministry. God has enabled me to travel all over the world, not as much as many people. You know, I hear people all the time. They've been to 100 countries, you know, 80 countries. I've been to either 32 or 33. And again, that doesn't make me anything except privileged and blessed. But I have been deep, deep, deep in the jungle of Ecuador, 30 minutes away from headhunters. Not an exaggeration. 30 minutes down the same jungle trail that we walked in, 30 minutes more, we would have been with cannibals and headhunters, the same kind of tribe in the middle of the jungle, hours away from civilization, people who had never seen white people at all, no electricity, no impact of current culture, and yet we sat down at dinner. Wild boar, by the way, and some fried bugs of some kind. And we fellowshipped. And we prayed together. I've been in grass huts in a Maasai village in Kenya. Dirt floor, dung walls, thatched roof. One room, fire pit in the center of the room where they did all of the cooking. And we fellowshipped, and we ate together, and we sang together, and we prayed together. It was in a church built on stilts over the most filthy, dirty water I've ever seen in my life in the Philippines. A whole city built over the water on stilts. Primitive people. And we fellowshiped together, and we sang together, and we prayed together. No common culture. We certainly didn't have a common language. But we were one. We were brothers and sisters in Christ. Small villages in Russia, Ukraine. Been with thousands and thousands of young people in Moldova. A remote primitive village in Cambodia. A town completely wiped out by radical Muslims in Nigeria. And we were brothers and sisters in Christ. That's the beauty of the gospel. That's the power of the gospel. We need to deal with social issues, of course. We need to deal with inequality, prejudice. We need to nip it in the bud. We need to stand out against it. We need to speak out against it. But more than anything else, we need to be gospel people. Because that's what tears down all the walls, all the barriers. It's the gospel. All right. Quick break, and we'll return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right. Let me just state this. I will not take seriously anyone concerning racial inequality, racial injustice. I will not take anyone seriously if they're a supporter of Planned Parenthood. I won't. I will not take anyone seriously. I will not believe that they are serious about racial issues, racism, racial inequality. I will not believe one word that they say if they support Planned Parenthood. And let me tell you why. Most of you are smarter than the average bear, so you already know. There is a move to remove the bust of Margaret Sanger from the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. There is a very prominent bust of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, in the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. There is a move to have that bust removed. Not by Nancy Pelosi, not by Chuck Schumer, not by Al Sharpton, not by one single Democratic representative or senator, not one. Rather, a representative Republican by the name of Russ Fulcher. Russ Fulcher has written a letter to the Smithsonian, and in part it says, "As our nation struggles to address racial injustice, it is unconscionable that an avowed racist and eugenicist is featured so prominently. Ms. Sanger's writings and teachings stand in sharp contrast to America's founding principles, which embrace equality, justice, and human rights for all. Let's see. I don't want to read all of this to you. A well-known eugenicist, Sanger wrote and spoke frequently about how certain groups of human beings were less valuable than others. She described them as human weeds, reckless breeders, and spawning human beings who never should have been born. Those are quotes from her book, The Pivot of Civilization. She also wrote about getting rid of people with diseases and disabilities through sterilization and segregation, describing these morons as a dead weight of human waste. In fact, here's the direct quote. This is from Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood. Quote, "The main objects of the Population Congress would be to apply a stern and rigid policy of sterilization and segregation to that grade of population whose progeny is tainted or whose inheritance is such that objectionable traits may be transmitted to offspring to give certain dysgenic groups in our population their choice of either segregation or sterilization." So anyone, folks, listen, that is exactly the philosophy of Adolf Hitler. It's exactly the philosophy of Adolf Hitler. He had to get rid of inferior people so that the pure race could continue. That was Margaret Sanger. In 1939, in a letter to a friend, she wrote, quote, "We do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." She spoke to KKK gatherings in 1926. And yet, with all of the movement to tear down this statue, that statue, I'm wondering what Mayor Ginther would think about the city of Columbus closing down all the Planned Parenthood facilities in Columbus because they were founded by a flaming white supremacist racist. Took down the Columbus statue. As I said, I will not give any credence whatsoever to anyone who talks about racial inequality, racism, white supremacy, if they insist on supporting Planned Parenthood. Yeah, the hypocrisy is palpable. All right, top of the hour break, then we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.